So you are now married and you happily gone with Krishna consciousness and have Krishna conscious children. If you cannot produce Krishna conscious children, then don't indulge in sex life, don't bring in cats and dogs. All Krishna conscious. And if you can bring Krishna conscious children, you produce 100 children. Vedic Shastra, the Vedic scripture, we find that Krishna is supporting all living entities. Eka bhunam vidadhati kaman. What is God and what is living entities? That difference is there in the Veda. Nitya nityanam chitana chitanana. He is the chief among the living entities. There are Eka, he is one, single, and we are many millions and trillions, unlimited, there is no counting how many living entities are there. But he is maintaining everyone. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. So there is no question of population, increase of population. This is a nonsense theory. Krishna can feed any number of population. But when they are rascals, there is trouble. You can understand it very easily. That's like if you are a nice citizen, so there is no restriction of your activity. But as soon as you become criminal, immediately there is trouble. So, at the present moment, we are all criminals. Therefore, there is so much crisis in the world. But if you live simple life, there is no crisis. If you abide by the laws of God, there is no question of poverty, of distress, of famine, of disease, nothing. There is nothing. This Krishna consciousness movement is aiming to that perfectional state of human society. That everyone will live happily during this life, and after this body, he goes directly to Krishna. That's all. This is our program. So don't miss this opportunity. Now, next. Hare now. No guardian present? Huh? No, all right. So, you can.
Hare Nama. This is my God, Sister Prabhavati. And I give it to you in charity because she is my sister. And I ask you that you must take very good care of her and always protect her. Will you accept her in charity?
I accept
her.
My
wife. And is there? No. The whole idea is that women require protection. They are very innocent, weak at sex. They should not be given freedom. No, that is not the reason. Just like a child cannot be given freedom. It is dangerous. If I give one child freedom, all I will cross his road. That means his life is at least. Similarly, a woman, they are weak at sex. Artificially, don't try to become one with man. That is not possible. That is not possible. Better to remain protected by man. In the childhood, a girl is protected by the father. In youth, she is protected by the husband. And in old age, she is protected by the elderly son. This is the three stages of woman. There is no fourth stage. That is nice. So, this system, the husband taking charge of the young girl, husband and wife, in Krishna consciousness, it is very nice life. Introduce it. Everyone will be happy. There will be no unhappiness in the society. So I'm very glad that Harinama, Krishna Pansas Bhai is taking charge of you. And you also promised that I shall serve you throughout my whole life. Say it like that. And there is no question of separation. In any condition of life. Not that the husband is little poor and giving up. No. There's no question. In any condition of life, you should remain together. Even if you have to live underneath a tree, don't be separated till the end. And chant Hare Krishna. Diksha means, Di means Vidya. Vidya means transcendental. And Kha, Khapayati. Khapayati means explain. Or he heals, or becomes enlightened. So, Diksha means beginning of enlightenment, transcendental enlightenment. Diksha. And initiation is beginning, that is dawn. So, Tad-vijyāna-ansam-sā-guru-mīva-vijakṣe. In the Vedic injunction, it is stated that in order to learn that transcendental science, one must approach the guru or the spiritual master. Without approaching a spiritual master, there is no possibility of attaining transcendental knowledge. So diksha, vidyam jnanam khyāpate, the beginning. So those who are being initiated today, they should learn how to make advance in Krishna consciousness. Adu Gurbhasram, in the Krishna consciousness movement, the first thing is to accept a bona fide spiritual monk. In any science, if you want to advance in that science, you have to accept a bona fide teacher. Without faith in any field of knowledge, you cannot make any advance. Especially in the transcendental science, one has Adu Gurbhasram. Adu means in the beginning. Gurbhasram. Accepting a bona fide spiritual mark. Sadharma Puksha. Then, simply by accepting formally a spiritual master, is no use. One must be very inquisitive. One must inquire about the transcendental science. The student with inquisitive for transcendental science, he should accept a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not accepted for any material gain. For material gain, you have got so many universities, colleges, schools, that's all right. But for spiritual gain, you must accept a spiritual master who is in the disciple succession and self-realized soul. Then your path is clear. So, accept a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and follow his instruction means your path to liberation is open. In many places of the authoritative scripture, these things are stated. Mahat seva daram mahur vimukti. Vimukti, vimukti means liberation from these material bonds. If anyone wants liberation from the material bond, unfortunately we do not know what is material bond. We are so much callous that we have no knowledge. The material bondage is birth, death, old age and disease. This is called material bond. We want freedom. That is our natural inclination. Every one of us wants freedom. But freedom from what? This so-called freedom has no meaning. Real freedom is when you are free from the nature's law, which is forcing you to take birth, which is forcing you to die, which is forcing you to become diseased, and which is forcing you to become old. So, if one wants freedom,